live on the air, Austin Roof from Talkeetna.
All right, so here we are now for the final of our four games today. The much-awaited Sandpoint Eagles versus the Wasilla Lake Christian Rams. Wasilla Lake, just a very big team, and we're going to see what comes of this because 22, got to be pushing 6'4", you know, and they've got a couple other good, really taller players. But the Eagles right now are really bringing it to them. The tip-off went to the Rams, number 22, was able to bring it down. But the defense for the Eagles so far has been very good and very formidable. And we'll see what happens. Jesse Bravo has got the ball. He pulled up a little too early, though. Jordan Roeder for three. Oh! And it gets stuck between the rim and the backboard again. Second time today. I mean, you hardly ever see that happen. So that will be a jump ball, and I think it's going to go into possession of the Eagles. Yes, it will. So throw in now. Jordan Roeder's got the ball. He's waiting for the ball to be handed back to him by the referee. He's got it. Calls it into action. Finds Matthew Bravo on the left-hand side of the perimeter. Matthew pulls up for a shot. Oh, and it's good. Count it for two. And the Eagles score first blood. All right, half-court press being done by the Eagles right now. They're going to try to play a lot of defense. Okay, and there's number 22 down the post. He's going to be guarded by Brett Stokes. Yeah, it's going to be a hard thing for Brett, who has not had a lot of game time in his life at all, to guard someone like number 22. All right, so Alex Gilbert puts up a shot. Does not go in. Gets some rebound. And there's a scuffle for the ball, and it's going to be a foul on 25 from Wasilla. As he said, and Matthew both went for the ball at the same time, and looks like he just got a little bit too physical for it. All right, Matthew's got the ball now, thrown into him by Alex, or Jolin, actually. Matthew drives over. He finds Alex on the left-hand side of the perimeter. Alex back to Matthew. Matthew now pulls up. One more jump shot. Oh, that one doesn't go in, but rebound by Brett, who puts up a shot. That one doesn't make it in either. Rebound by number 44 for the Rams. Oh, but stolen by Matthew. Matthew is able to break past his defender. Oh, puts up a layup, but there was a lot of pressure on that layup. Alex and him both going for the ball. Good defensive play by Matthew and Alex, but the transition was really soft for the Rams. They were able to really take advantage of it. All right, so throwing goes to Alex. Alex with a jump shot. Oh, it does not go in. Edwin Gunnison with the rebound, though. The Eagles are looking really good today. Okay, Edwin looking for somebody. Who finds Matthew Bravo? All right, Matthew gets a good pick. Calls out the play. All right. Matthew with the ball now. Looking for the motion to happen. Spread out the defense. Driving back and forth. Okay. Matthew calls it out. Gets over to Edwin. Edwin for the shot. Oh, off the back of the iron. Rebounded by the Eagles, though. And now Alex puts up a jumper. That's good for two. Count that. All right. Alex now coming into the game. Very good. We're going to see how this defense works for the Eagles. Alex will be able to get a hand on it and put it out. Put it out. Yep, he got a hand on it. And this is going to be a throw in now for the Rams. Number 21, we'll throw it into number 25, Sandy. All right, 22 now has it. Big Connor Knowles. He puts up a shot. Does not go in. Rebounded by Brett Stokes. Matthew Bravo's ball now. He pulls up for a little jump shot. Oh, off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Edwin Gunnison. Matthew pulls up for a pump fake. Gets over to Alex. Puts up a jumper. That doesn't go in. Rebounded by Brett Stokes. Brett looking for somebody. Oh, and he's trying to... Brett tried to pass it inside. It gets tipped out by Knowles. And he shot the little hand when he hit the ball. So that's going to be a foul on the Rams and a throw in for the Eagles. The Eagles are not going to give these guys any slack. I'm glad to see this. All right, Edwin gets the throw in. He drives the baseline. Puts up a nice little floating jump shot. That's good for two. All right, now number 23 has the ball. That's Brandon Thorne for the Rams. He gets it over to number 21. Keith Jenkins, and the ball gets kicked out of bounds. And as he gets tipped out of bounds. Okay, we got a substitution as Evan comes in for Brett Stokes. And throw in as Jenkins looks for somebody. He finds number 23, Brandon Thorne. Back over to Jenkins. Jenkins tries to pass to Alex Gilbert. Back to Thorne, puts up a shot for three, does not go in. Rebound by Joel Roeder, who finds a really, really wide-open Alex who gets it to Matthew, but Matthew's got three or four defenders all around him. He finds Joel, and Joel puts up a shot, does not make it. Rebound by Matthew. Matthew fakes his defenders out, puts up a shot. Oh, nothing but net. Great, great play by Matthew. Able to really, Matthew's just looking excellent out there. So is Alex. When those two come together, it is magic, and it's great to see these guys playing as a team. Everyone's really on top of the game right now, which is what they're going to need to be able to take on this team. All right, coach is going to pull out Alex for a second and put in Maynard. All right, Maynard comes over to left hand side, gets the ball from Matthew. Maynard drives it in. Gets over to Evan. Great save. Oh, does not make it in. But the fight for the rebound goes over now, this time to the Rams. 23, Jenkins has the ball. He pulls it back and waiting for someone to get open. He finds number 24, Levi Mann. Levi is going, okay, timeout being called right now by the coach for the Wasilla Lake Rams. And, you know, great-looking squad, lots of good muscle and size. But, you know, the Eagles are just coming out hungry for this victory. You know, they almost tasted the win last night against Sioux Valley. What a heartbreaking loss by 3 points. You know, such a great, well-played game by both teams. And, you know, the Eagles really, really, really want this win. So they're coming out really playing hard, fighting for the victory. Looking forward to seeing what the rest of this game holds. The score is 8-2 with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Again, 8-2 with just under 4 minutes left to go here. All right, lots of noise coming from the Eagles bench. They're pumped up. And Matthew comes out. And their defense is such a really good trap to play where Alex or Maynard and then Matthew are able to really cause a lot of pressure onto the person trying to come past the half-court line. All right, the throw-in will be for the Rams underneath their own basket. Oh, and Brett fights for the rebound. He's able to get a hand on it. Goes into the hands of Matthew. Matthew tries to pull back. Pumps out his defense. And picks up another two-point shot. Matthew's just doing great this game. And here we got 41 points last game. A career high. Oh, man. Number 22 was going for the ball. And okay, so 22 went for the ball for the tall Connor Knowles. It looked like he got hit a little bit by one of our players. All right, so here's the play. Okay, so they're actually going to call Connor Knowles now with another play as they're about to throw it in. He got tangled up a little bit too much in Edwin Gunderson. All right, so getting a little explanation from the referee as to why that was. He wasn't too sure about it. All right, Matthew with the ball. He tries to pass to Joel. Joel's able to keep it. Maynard just pump fake past his defender. Oh, and we're going to get a 3-second violation by Brett Stokes inside the paint for a little bit too long. But, wow, there was another quick turnaround. They tried to throw it in, and the Eagles put some really good defense on it. All right, Matthew's got the ball now. On the other side, he puts up that jumper. Doesn't make it. Joel Roeder for the rebound, though. Isn't able to get that one. Fighting hard for the rebound. Evan Gunderson puts up another shot. That one didn't go in. Matthew's the only one playing defense. Traveling. Great call. As number 21, Seth Jenkins, had a good little breakaway and put up a shot. He was able to get called on traveling. So that'll be a throw-in now for the Eagles. And they're taking a couple seconds to... Oh, and the referee's really talking to Brett Stokes and Connor Knowles. Looks like these guys are getting a little too physical. Two big guys out on the court, you know. They know what they've got to do. And so the referee's taking a little bit of time right now just to talk to both those guys and say, you know what, this game is not going to be played the way that you are playing it. But both those guys walking away saying they understand. We'll see what happens. 3 minutes left to go now. The score is 10-2 in favor of the Eagles. And I think we got a timeout as well. So just take a quick second to say that we have the King Toe boys and girls, I believe, going to their championship games. They have won both games today. If the Eagles win this one, I think they can claw their way into the championship game. I'm not 100% positive, but this one, I think they have a chance. But if they lose this one, they will not be able to do that. All right, both teams are back out now. Looks like we're going to see a little full court press being put on by the Rams. Matthew Bravo makes quick work of this one, though. He gets it over to Edwin. Edwin quickly back to Matthew. Matthew wide open for a three. Oh, off the front of the rim. Rebound by number 44, Ram. He's got 23. Nice little layup. Scoring out 4-10. All right, Matthew Bravo's got the ball. And he brings it over to the top of the three-point line. He's met by number 21, Seth Jenkins. All right, gets over to Jolin. Jolin passes back to Matthew. Now back to Maynard. Maynard's nice little pump fake, puts up a jumper. That does not go in. Rebounded by Noel for the Rams. He finds number 23, and Eagles need to be able to put a stop to this little run that the Rams are trying to make. Rebound by, shot by Noel, does not go in. Rebound by number 44, that one doesn't go in. Edwin and number 24 fight hard for the ball, but ends up in the hands of Matthew. Matthew pulls up for a jumper. Oh, that one does not go in. Rebound by 21, just taken. He's got Noel wide open for what I assume is going to be a layup. Yep. There it goes. 6 points now for the Rams, 10 for the Eagles. And Eagles, Eagles trying to get past the full court press. And Matthew passed it over to Jolin. Jolin got pushed out by his defender. So that's going to be a throw in for the Eagles. All right, Matthew gets it over. Tries to touch him. Alex. 24 is there, though, to get his hand on the ball. Levi Mann. That one goes out of bounds. All right, Johnson Kieran now coming out here from the Eagles fan side. Gotta get these teams pumped up. The Eagles are looking good, but this team could get away from them very quickly if they let it. He pulls a three. Oh, and it's barely missing. He's going to hold it on the rim. Only going to bring up the rebound, though. And we're going to have a jump ball. Good rebound by Edwin. Good shot by Alex. That was the right move at the right time. Just barely missed it. It went all the way around the front and the back of the rim. All right, number 24 now with the ball. He finds number 44, who gets to number 23 at the front of the right side of the perimeter. He took a shot. Nothing happening there. Matthew to Alex. Alex for a... Oh! I think we're going to get a goaltending charge or something on that one as Matthew went for a layup. Number 22, Connor Knowles, came up right behind him and did something. He slapped the ball. I don't know if it's going to be goaltending or if it's going to be... it's going to be a foul against him. He came down on Alex really hard. Alex is looking fine, though. No harm done. Connor Knowles, though, is definitely going to run into some foul trouble here if he's not looking out. Oh, Alex's first shot goes off the front and rolls around the right-hand side. Yep, okay. I think that Connor's going to come out, yeah. And the referee's talking to the coach right now, just letting him know that, you know, Connor is a big guy, and he needs to be able to control his actions. All right, Alex goes for a second shot. That one doesn't go in, but rebound by Edwin Gunderson. He puts up a shot for two. He gets it. Oh, yeah. Edwin looking really good out there today. All right, Matthew now looking to play some tight defense. Okay, Seth Jenkins got the ball. He's driving on the left-hand side. He's met by Matthew and by Edwin. He gets it. Oh, to number 44 and Jolin Roeder. Went for a deflection. He hit a little bit too much of 44 on this one. That's Jake Palmberg. He'll go to the line for two. Good attempt by Jolin, but just a little too physical. All right, so another mass exodus of students here. 55 seconds left to go. The score is 12-6 at the end of the first quarter. 44 makes his very first free throw. All right, Evan is going to come in for Jolin. All right, 44, Palmberg takes his second shot. That one does not go in. Rebound by Brett Stokes. He finds Matthew Bravo at the half-court line. Quickly gets over to Alex. Alex dribbling all around. Puts up a jump shot. Oh, off the glass and good. 42 seconds left to go now in the first quarter to score 14-7. Alex and Matthew put some good pressure on their number 23. He gets number 24, though. Back to number 23. That's Brandon Thorne. Brandon puts up a shot. That won't be good. Bring the score now. 9-14. Still favoring the Eagles. 23 seconds left to go. I think Matthew's going to pull up and try and make sure that they get one more chance at the but not trying to give them another chance. So, all right, Alex puts up a three-point jumper from the baseline. And it's going to go up and around the hoop. It bounced up off the rim and around behind the backboard, so that's going to be out of bounds. 23, Braden Thorne with the ball. Oh, and he tries to get a little pass over to Palmberg, but Brett Stokes playing some great defense today. Really canceling out number 22, Connor and Mills, and putting his hand in there and able to stop that one. Last shot as the quarter goes up, and it's no good. And Sandpoint Eagles come out looking good on the first quarter. Really pleased with the way that they're playing their defense and their offense. Really good strength today. Matthew Bravo helping lead the team in the very first quarter. Alex Gilbert, though, also being a major contributor with his jump shots. When Matthew and Alex are playing together as a team, that's when these are the best. Edwin Gunnarsson also, made a handful of baskets himself and some great rebounds. With the Rams, a great-looking team physically. They're very able to score points. They've got some really good players. But it seems like the Eagles have a little bit of an advantage with having some players who are more willing to take the lead. Of course, this is our first time seeing Wasilla play. We don't know if this is them at their best, at their worst, mediocre. So we'll see what happens here in the second quarter. Even more importantly, in the second half when we get there. All right. And the teams are getting ready to break from the quarter. 8 minutes back on the board. 14-9 right now going into this game. And it'll be a throw-in for the Eagles. Matthew's got the ball. He finds Edwin at the baseline, a three-point line, and then throw him basket, but he's got defenders all over. He tries to get to Alex Gilbert, and Alex got the throw from Edwin and got bumped out of bounds, so that will be a throw-in for the Eagles. Alex gets the ball, jump shot, off the glass, not to win. Edwin's a rebound, but he's got defenders all over the place. He tries to find somebody. Alex with the ball. Oh, and he gets a jump shot. Doesn't go in. Off the hands of Maynard. All right. So, throw in now for the Rams. Number 23 has got the ball. That's Braden Thorne. He does a high pass to number 24, Levi Mann. Almost gets taken away. And it does get taken away. Matthew Ball is going to have a wide open layup. Oh, he gets the basket. And in 23, Braden Thorne just came on him. And Hickman, as he goes up for the layup, Matthew had an easy look for that layup, and adding the foul just gives him a chance for three. So, that Matthew looked great with that layup. He had a wide open shot, and Brayden just came at the right time. A little bit of a... All right, Matthew goes for that. And he makes that three-point play. Now the score is 17-9 with 7 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the first half. Oh, and the ball gets thrown out by Braden Thorne as the defense really putting a lot of pressure on these guys. And so that will be a throw-in for the Eagles now. I think we got some substitutions. All right, so throw-in there. Matthew's got the ball for the Eagles. He brings it over the half-court line, looking for the play to get set up. Matthew gets it over, a nice little bounce back to Edwin. Edwin takes a three-point shot. Didn't go in, but Alex is right there for the rebound. And that was a wide open shot after that rebound. That one will go in for two. All right, number 24 now has got the ball. That's Levi Mann. He takes to the baseline, puts up a shot, nothing doing it. Matthew Butler had the ball now. Oh, and a big pass by Dolan Roeder to Matthew, and Matthew couldn't keep his hands on it. It gets stolen, but Matthew's working so hard to get the ball back. He's on the ground. He's fighting for it, number 25 in him. That's Ben Sand, Sandy, and, man, that's going to be a technical right there, I believe. Oh, 25, yeah. Yeah, 25 was just a way physical at Matthew. As they were both fighting for the ground, he's getting ejected. Number 25 just got ejected from the game, I believe. Way too physical with Matthew trying to get the ball. Matthew's going to get a technical and 25 is gone. Oh, my gosh. That's Ben Sanders. Oh, man, the coach is just standing there in disbelief. And, you know, Ben, he wasn't trying to be too physical on things, but he got up, like, you know, and just walked away like he was guilty, you know. Kind of bounced up in the way with his hands up in the air like he wasn't doing anything, which pretty much shows signs of Matthew's kind of technical free throw right here. He's getting up. Yeah, Matthew! 21-9 now, and oh, my goodness. Coach for Wasilla Lakes does not look happy about this. And as it's, since it's a technical, it's going to be a throw-in for the Eagles, too. Matthew's got the ball now. The play is way in motion. The Eagles are really playing well. Oh, 21 steals the ball. That's Seth Jenkins. Seth drives down. Nice little scoring layup. And that's going to be a foul blocking against the Eagles. I believe Matthew. Yeah, Matthew's going to get called on that one. So 21, Seth Jenkins, and the point guard for the team, will have a chance to go to the line for two. That first one goes off the back of the iron. And he'll line himself up for a second shot now. That one also, the same thing. All right. Matthew with the ball now. Rebound by Jolin. Edwin now has it. He drives into the lane. But nice little floating layup. Oh, is he going to get charging or is that going to be a blocking? That's going to be a blue ball on that one. I think it's going to be a charging called on Edwin as the defender was very well planted. All right, 23's got the ball, but he's running into Matthew Maynard. Oh, traveling. Number 44, who looked like he was football for a second there. He pivoted around using both feet, so that's going to be a nice shot off for the Eagles. 6 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in the first half, 21-9 in favor of the Eagles. All right, and we had a little timeout called by the referee to allow Joel in to tie his shoe, and so there'll be another throw-in for the Eagles. All right. Matthew gets a pick set up, calls it off. And Matthew gets a pick from Alex this time, drives around. 44 is right there to match the assignment. Matthew goes all the way to the baseline and gets a blocking call by number 24. Matthew doing that move where he goes all the way around the top of the perimeter, all the way around the baseline, and tries to come all the way back again. Did a great job of it. And, you know, Matthew able to draw a foul that time. And that's 8 fouls now for the Rams. So Matthew's going to get a 1-1 shot here. Only 4 fouls for the Eagles. Matthew lines up for the first. He makes it. And he'll line up for a second one. Oh, off the rim. Rebounded, though, by Joel. Oh, no. Number 24 is on the ground. And the coach for Wasilla will call a timeout while they have possession of the ball. That wasn't going to go any good for the Rams, as he was easily surrounded by 3 Eagles. So he calls a quick 20-second timeout. Just kind of talk to his team, get them lined up again. I see Connor Knowles standing up again. He might be coming in. And Matthew and Alex and Edwin just playing great games. You know, back up from Jolin with a rebound. He's doing a great job as well. Brett Stokes playing an awesome defensive game today. The Eagles are just looking fantastic. Score is 22-9. as that timeout ends. 5 minutes and 57 seconds left to go in the first half. And hopefully the Eagles can hold on to what they're doing here because it looks really good. And, definitely keeping the Rams on their toes. All right, number 23's got the ball. That's Levi Mann. He passes it over towards the baseline. It's in the hands now of number 24, having a tough time with the ball. He gets it over to Levi on the right-hand side of the perimeter. Levi to the top, number 30. That's Richard Fleming. Back over to Levi Mann. All right, now 24, but it gets knocked off out of his hand. Off of his hand and goes out of bounds off of Jolan Roeder, who was the last one to touch the ball. All right, so throw in now by number 23, Braden Thorne. Over to 21, he takes a shot for 3 points. Does not go in. Rebounded, though, by 24. Oh, and he goes up for a shot. Jolan just nicked him a little bit unintentionally. And so that will be two chances at the line for number 44, Jake Pomberg. Pomberg makes his first. And substitution as Edwin Gunnarsson goes in for Jolan. All right, Pomberg puts up his second shot. That does not go in. And Edwin fights for the rebound, but number 24, Levi Mann, was able to out-muscle him for it. All right, 22-12 now with 5:20 to go in the first half. Matthew's got the tight defense. He needs help. He's not getting any. Oh, that gets thrown away to number 30 for the Rams. Oh, but Alex Gilbert gets a hand on the ball. And Matthew's able to get a good throwaway. Matthew drives around, pulls around. Evans, who's right there for the layup. Beautifully done. Matthew didn't go for the layup. He instead pulled it back and gave it to Evan, who was right at the right moment. Okay, 24 puts up a shot for the Rams. He gets his own rebound. Puts up another to do by man, the captain. All right. Matthew with the ball. The score is 24-14 with 4:40 to go. All right. Matthew finds Maynard. Maynard for a jump shot. Three. That's good for 3 points. 27-14. Oh, man. And so that goes off the foot of one of the Eagles. So it'll be a throw in at half court for the Rams. All right, 23 fakes a little pass. Gets it back now to 21. Seth Jenkins drives past Brett Stokes. Tries to put up layup, but goes up far on the backboard. Alex Gilbert's wide open. He gets it to Brett. Brett puts up a shot and gets fouled going for two. So Brett will have a chance for two shots. 27-14 with 4:12 to go. Oh, man. Great game being played by the Eagles. That gets the point. And substitution now as Gil comes in for Matthew for a few seconds just so he can sit down and rest his legs. All right. Brett puts up a shot. That next one does not go in. Rebound, though, to Joe. Over to Maynard now. Over to Alex. Alex handling the ball really well. He gets to Maynard. Maynard brings over to the top of the three-point line. He gets over to Edwin on the left-hand side of the perimeter. Edwin pulls back. Drives it to the half court. Gets it. Puts it up the glass. In for two. Three. Getting Edwin and Brett. But here comes the transition really fast. 23. Good ball. He gets over to 21, touch Jenkins. 21 brings it over. He's got some tight guards there by Joe and Maynard. Oh, and at 30, goes in. He gets hit by Maynard a little bit on the reach. So that will be a throw-in for the Rams. Six fouls now for the Eagles. The next time they foul, that will be a chance at the line for the rest of the 4 minutes of the game. Oh, over pass. That's going to be out of bounds on Levi Mann, so that'll be a throw-in for the Eagles. All right. And he throws it into Alex. Alex finds Maynard. Maynard moves it up. He finds anyone underneath the paint. Edwin puts up a shot off the glass. He goes in. 32-14 now with 3 minutes, 21 seconds left to go. All right, Terry got the ball. We find Levi Mann. Levi Mann puts up a shot. But he had a lot of hand in his face from Alex. Rebound by number 44. He puts up a shot. That one does not go in. Rebound now, this time by Brett Cook. Mann has got the ball. He sees Edwin. Edwin. Oh, they're going to call traveling on that, perhaps? Yeah, I guess that'll be a traveling call on Edwin. Just a little bit too much, but really wasn't too much movement. But they'll call that traveling. Throw in now, number 23 has the ball. That's number 23 is the one. All right, Seth Shanks with the ball. Puts up a little jumper. Doesn't go in. Maynard right there for the rebound. Maynard's running back. He got a couple defenders, though, so he pulls up for a jump shot. That doesn't even make it to the rim. Rebounded by number 24, Levi Mann. All right. Braden Thorne just past Maynard. Goes up for a nice goal layup. Good play by Braden Thorne there. All right. 2 minutes and 32 seconds left to go. The score is 32-16. Maynard pulls up, looking for the play to get set up. He finds Alex on the left-hand side for three. Does not go in. Oh, that's going to be a foul against Fred Stokes, I believe. Bumped number 20 pretty hard on the rebound. Yeah, so that's going to be a chance at 1-1 for number 20. All right, Brett comes out, and Evan comes in for him as everyone lines up at the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity for number 20, Wesley Sturman. Wesley puts up the shot, does not go in, rebound by Edwin. Edwin gets it over to Maynard. Maynard inside the key. He pulls back, though. Finds Evan. Evan on the baseline. He drives in, puts up a shot. They're going to call charging, I think, on... it's not going to be a foul, but it's going to be... it will be a foul. It's going to be a 1-1 attempt. Should be a 1-1 attempt since they called it a foul. But they're not going to do that. All right. Substitution as Matthew comes back in for Joe. All right, 24 has got the ball now. Levi Mann puts it off the glass. Rebound by Joel and Roeder. Quickly gets it to Matthew Bravo. Just under 2 minutes to go now in the first half. Matthew gets it to Joel, but Joel loses it. Seth Jenkins right there at the pickup. He pulls back. Matthew and Maynard all over him. Ball passed in on the baseline to Levi Mann. Levi can't hold on to it, so it gets kicked out of his hands and goes out of bounds. And timeout being called by the coach for the Rams. And that will allow the Eagles a chance to breathe, get their legs back to them. The boys for the Rams are huddled up there. The coach is, you know, really, really talking strong, wanting them to get back in there. And, I see Connor Knowles standing up once again. I wonder if he's going to put him in only in the second half. He's probably in foul territory. There really wouldn't be a reason to put him in the first half, although he does tower above everyone by a foot, it seems like. But the Eagles, man, again, yesterday I heard they played the game of their life, only lost by three in a really tight game. There was a buzzer beater shot, too, at the halftime for that game that a guy made a three-quarter shot at the buzzer for halftime and scored 3 points like that, and they literally lost by three. So, I mean, one heck of a game being played by the Eagles. I see a little corner being played here, and they're able to break a pass by a nice back to Evan. Oh, pass into Jolin. And I think as Jolin was getting the ball, number 20 came in a little hot and hit Jolin. So that would be a chance at the line for two, as he has 10 fouls now. 10 fouls on the Rams. All right. Oh, Jolin put the first one off the back, but he gets the guaranteed second attempt. All right. That one goes in. Number 20's got the ball. He finds Seth Jenkins, who brings up the sideline. Seth now running into trouble with Alex and Maynard surrounding him. He gets to number 23. Braden Thorne. Oh, it's just a nice three-point jumper. Bring his score 33-19. Matthew Bravo brings the ball back to Asco. He gets Jordan Mayer. Pumps out his defense. Puts up a shot. Does not go in. Rebound by Seth Jenkins. Seth and Maynard both fought for the ball. They're going to call a foul on Maynard. And so, number 21, Seth Jenkins will go time. The score is 33-19 with 1 minute and 13 seconds to go. All right, Seth Jenkins' first shot. And now he goes for a second attempt. That one goes down. All right, Joel and George are into Matthew. They've got full court press. The house is wide open for a nice little cherry pick. Oh, it does not go in. And Joel again going to pick up a foul going for the ball, I believe. And that will be a two chance with line for number 24. Going out 33-21, these fouls are not going to do very good for the Eagles, especially going into the second half where they start running into foul problems. All right, Levi Mann sets up a shot. That one does not go in. Okay, one more attempt. We got substitutions as Edwin comes in for Alex Gilbert. All right, Levi gets his second shot now. Oh, that one isn't going either. And rebounded by number 44. Oh, but it gets lost and tipped off the hands of number 24. And went out of bounds. They're going to call out of bounds off of White, off of the Eagles. All right, so 20 will throw it in. That's going to be Sherbaum. He finds number 44 inside the post. Can't make his way past Evan Wilson, though. All right, so another throw in now for the Rams. Number 20 is looking for someone to get hooked. Can't find Seth Jenkins. He's able to get past Edwin Gunderson. 24 puts up a bank shot. Does not fall in. Oh, man, another foul for Joel. Not what you wanted to see. That's got to be at least three for Joel. So 21 goes for another attempt. That does not go in. Yep, all right, Joel's going to sit down. And 21 goes for a second shot. That does not go in. Rebounded by Evan. Evan gets it over to Matthew with less than a minute to go here. The score is 33-21. Over to Maynard. Maynard pumps out his defender. Puts up a jump shot. Does not go in. Rebounded by Edwin. Oh, that one does not go in. Rebounded by number 20. 20's got the ball. He drives it up. He's met by Alex. He finds Seth Jenkins. Seth gets to Levi Mann. Levi Mann puts up a shot. Does not go in. And there's a scuffle for the rebound. Oh, they're going to call a foul, I think, against the Eagles. Foul against the Eagles. Not sure who, but that brings it to 11 fouls now for the half. Okay, 22. Edwin Gunderson. All right, Levi puts up the shot. That one goes in. All right, Levi will get a second chance. 30 seconds left to go. The score is 33-22. And, you know, lots of unanswered baskets coming by way of the Rams. All right, Matthew Bravo's got the ball. He drives down towards the baseline. Puts up a layup, and that one just does not go in. 19 seconds left to go. Oh, and that's going to be a foul against Matthew as he reached in too far. I'm not sure if the boys are starting to get tired for the Eagles, but they're starting to get a little foul heavy. 16 seconds left to go. That's 12 fouls, I believe, for the half now. And we'll see what comes here. Number 20 now at the line. Puts up a shot. Does not go in. All right, 20 lines up again. That one doesn't go in either. Rebounded Almost was saved by Levi Mann. Not quite, though, so it's going to be a throw-in for the Eagles. Full court press coming up here, or attempted full court press. Really trying to give a heavy guard to Matthew. Meaner's got the ball. He drives in. Puts up a jump shot. Uh-oh, not sink. Matthew's there for the pickup. Puts up a shot. Doesn't go in. And there's going to be 2 seconds on the clock with one last chance for somebody to throw the ball in. Okay, so Seth Jenkins got the ball. Intercepted by Alex Silver. Puts the one last shot off the back of the glass, and that does not make it in. All right, 33-23 with the Eagles in the lead here. Very good first half for them. They were doing great in the beginning. Kind of fell into some foul problems, though, there towards the end of the second half. Of the second quarter. So we'll see what comes of the second half. If the Eagles and the Rams have a very deep bench, lots of players, if they're going to be able to pull something out here. The Eagles doing a great job. The coach for the Rams comes up and talks to the refs. He's not happy about a lot of the calls that game, especially the ejection of number 25 in the very beginning. So he's going to get a little talk there. Coach Poch has to be pretty pleased with the way his team played. Hopefully he can continue to motivate them to do good. So the shots weren't really sinking for the Eagles, though. They were going in like money for the first part of the first half, and the second half they were not. So we'll see what happens there. But, Virgil, we're going to kick it back to you. We got 10 minutes until the next half.
Okay, Austin, you're live on air, brother.
All right. So here we go now. This is the beginning of the second half now against the Eagles versus the Rams for the Wasilla Lake Christian. And the Wasilla Lake has really come back strong. We're a few minutes into this the second half, and Wasilla is really trying to finish their comeback. But and they were within 2 points at one time, but 2 3-point shots from Maynard and Matthew have really helped make the comeback. Connor Knowles back in the game, the big number 22. He's in there and been able to contribute a bit now. And, you know, a few of the plays just look crisper. The defense looks tighter. Oh, another 3-point shot. That one does not go in, however. All right, so Matthew gets a steal back. He finds Brett underneath the rim. Oh, number 44 gets it back from him. Now it's over to number 23. Oh, but Matthew comes right behind him for a steal. Matthew comes up. Oh, big block from Knowles. As Matthew went for a nice bumping. But Matt Maynard comes back strong with another jumper himself. Maynard is really picking things up. All right, so a foul on Brett Stokes now as the Rams are coming back, trying to score a couple points themselves. All right, so it's going to be Seth Jenkins at the line. His first attempt does not go in. And he'll get one more attempt as this is a shooting foul. All right, Evan comes in for Brett. And Seth will get one more chance. That one's not going. Rebounded by, Evan goes back into the hands of Levi Mann. Oh, wonderfully stuffed by Jolton Roeder. Great job. Matthew's got the ball now. He dishes it down to Edwin. I don't think the shot does not make him. He's not at number 44. He gets it to Seth Jenkins, who's making a quick break. Pulls back, though. He's tightly guarded by two men. All right, Connor Knowles now for a shot. Ooh, sinks it. Connor with a great little jump shot. All right, Maynard wide open for three. Oh, it's going to go over. Rebound by Edwin. Oh, fought hard, though, by number 44. Kronberg. He gets it on Connor. Connor tries to put it way up. Can't quite make it, though. All right, rebound by Edwin Gunnarsson. Edwin's got the ball. Goes coast to coast with it. Shot for the shot. Rebound by number 24, but Evan Wilson fights really hard for that one against Levi Mann. The ball goes out of bounds on the Eagles, but good job by Evan not to let that get away from him. All right, 23's got the ball now. He gets over to Connor. 24 now, Levi. 3-point shot. Says he makes it with the rest. Rebound. Oh, rebound by Edwin. The little bounce pass got stolen from him. And now in the hand of Jenkins. All right, ball goes over to number 23. Good of a shot, Braden Thorne. Rebound by 21 Seth. Puts another jumper. Oh, he's going to get fouled. As he took that shot, gets hit in the hands by. Yep, nice little hit ahead by Maynard. All right. Those little fouls by Maine are dangerous when those shooting fouls. That's going to be only two for Maynard, though, so far this game. He's done a really good job. The score is 41-33 with 3 minutes and 9 seconds left to go here. All right. Shot goes up for the second one. That one does go in. 41-34 now with 3 minutes left to go in the third quarter. All right. Matthew Bravo's got the ball. He takes it up past the half-court line. He's met by Seth Jenkins. The defense has been much, much better by the Wasilla Lake Rams. I've really got to give them that. They've been thinking more shots too, so very interesting to see what this next half is going to bring. The score is 41-34, though. 7 points still separating the two teams. Not an insurmountable goal for the Rams to overcome, but still a nice little lead. That will allow the Eagles some chance to cut off momentum. All right, Connor Knowles has the ball. He's at the left-hand side. He's got defenders all around him. And intercepted by Evan. It's Matthew. Oh, but stolen right back by Seth Jenkins. All right, Seth pulls back. He gets it to Evan. Nolan slips a shot. And Maynard gets the rebound. All right, Maynard pulls back. He's got defenders all around him. He gives it to Evan Wilson. Evan drives in. Oh, yeah, Evan doing his nice little this way, that way, this way. That was called traveling on him. Okay, never mind. I thought he got hit in the face, but he did get smacked in the eye a little bit, but they're going to call it traveling. Oh, almost a steal by Maynard against number 21, Seth Jenkins. Seth goes around. Puts up a jump shot, rebounded by Edwin. Edwin sees Matthew Bravo on the other side of the court. Good pass. Oh, by Brett Stokes now. Layup does not make it in. Rebound by 23 into the hands of Brett. Over now to Evan. Back to Matthew. Matthew pulls up for a jump shot. Doesn't make it. Brett trying to get the rebound. Saves it. Big save. Into the hands of Maynard. All the way back now over to Matthew. Man, Brett all over the place underneath that basket. This play. All right, Evan now to Edwin. Takes it to Matthew now. Matthew holds up for a second. Bounce pass into Edwin. Almost gets stolen away. Edwin goes up for a nice little layup. Rebound by Brett. Gets taken over there by number 44, Palmberg, for the Rams. All right, Seth Jenkins now. Pulls up to the free throw line. Jump shot. Doesn't make it in. Rebound Matthew. Matthew turns around really quick. Bounce pass to Maynard. Not make it in. Off the hands of Matthew for the rebound into Palmberg. Palmberg's going to pull up. Little jump shot does not go in. Rebound by Brett into the hands of Maynard. Maynard drives down. Works his way around the defender. That one doesn't go in either. And we've got nonstop action with no points being scored. All right, Seth Jenkins now this time. Oh! Down the basket. Seth puts up a nice little floating jumper. That goes in and draws a foul. Only 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. 41-36. Substitutions. Alex Gilbert coming in for Evan Wilson. Alex has been sitting down for a while of the game. Number 20 now is with a foul against Maynard, and that makes his third. So he'll have three fouls going into the fourth quarter. Not bad for Maynard at all. All right, that free throw is missed into the hands of Maynard now. Rebound by Edwin, pass to Maynard. Alex Gilbert for a jump shot, does not go in. Rebound by number 44, Palmberg, into the hands of Braden Thorne. He loses it. He recovers. Goes now into Levi Mann. He finds number 44, Palmberg. Great basket. Rebound by Noel. Did not make it in. Matthew trying to break the basket. Breaks up around the defense. Great, great shot by Matthew. He had a handful of defenders around him. Okay. Tight defense now against Braden Thorne. Okay, Connor's got the ball. Pulls it for a jumper. Does not go in. Rebound. Easy rebound by number 44, though, and that's 2 points for him. 20 seconds left to go. The score is 43-38. Let's see what the Eagles got. They've got one shot here. Oh, 3-point by Alex. Does not go in. Alex gets spotted with the ball, trying to get the rebound, too. Oh, Matthew, it will put some good. And we're going to have 2 seconds left. And the shot does not go in. All right, end of the third quarter there, 43-38. All right. So only 5 points separating these two teams now as they go into the fourth quarter. This is going to be really, really tight. Virgil, I'm going to cut to you for a few minutes of music while I go get a little bit more juice into my thumb. All right. So we're now 5 minutes and 55 seconds left to go in the final quarter of this game. And in that time, the small lead that had been able to kept alive by the Eagles has dwindled a little bit more even. Into the fourth quarter, Connor Knowles is back in. He's looking really good, bringing a lot of pressure onto below the hoop. He does have four fouls. He's a tall one, number 64, and so we'll see how long he'll be able to stay in the game. And with that, too, the score is 44-42 now, 5 minutes and 55 seconds left to go here. The Eagles are still looking good, but the Wasilla Lake has really upped their game, and the Eagles have not had their shots sink as readily as they had before. We do have a lot of great players in right now. Maynard is going to run into a little foul trouble, but he's not in. All right, now the game is underway again. Matthew's got the ball. Takes it off the key. Finds Alex. Alex back to Matthew. All right, Matthew looking for someone to get open. Back to Alex now. Back to Matthew. Matthew gets a good pick from Alex. All right. And so they're going to get a foul called right there on number 22. I think Edwin Gunnarsson accidentally took someone down with them. All right. Throw in now, number 24, Levi Mann, gets it over to number 23, Braden Thorne. Brings her to the left-hand side. He sees Levi Mann on the inside, trying to work his way up. Puts up a jumper, doesn't make it in. Rebound number 22, isn't able to keep his hands up, but Seth Jenkins there. Seth puts up a shot, doesn't make it in. Rebound by Evan Lee, or Evan. Evan has the ball, gets over to Edwin. Alex Stewart, wide. Oh, Alex Stewart just can't quite keep his hands on. He's fighting for it. It's going to go out of bounds. I think on. It's going to go out of bounds to the Eagle. That was a big pass by Edwin, but Alex was not able to keep his hands on it. Can't defend all on. Okay, Cardinal. He's got the ball. He gets it down low. That's Cardinal. He puts up a shot. Does not make it in. Rebound, though, by Levi Mann. Works his way around for a shot. Does not go in. Off the hands of Evan. Into the hands of Cardinal. But Max is trying to get the rebound. Oh, Alex there. Skipped away in the hands of Evan. Down the hands of Alex. That gets skipped away. Evan fighting for it. Throw it down. It's a dog call. And Brett Stokes is there with Seth Jenkins and Levi Mann on the ground. I think this is going to be called a jump ball. That will go in favor of the Rams. 44-42 still with 4 minutes and 44 seconds left to go. Very, very tight game. Could go either way with this one, really. You don't know where it's going to go. Okay, Cardinal puts up a shot. That's two. He ties the game now. 44-44. Big gap overcome by the Rams to come back and tie this game. All right, Edwin puts up a shot for three. High arc. Oh, does not make it in. All right, rebound by Brian Thorne. He's moving quickly. Works his way around the defense. Puts it away. Doesn't make it in. But there's the rebound by the Rams. And, oh, the Rams take the lead for the first time this game. Troy Coach calls a timeout. All right, so the score at one point was 32-16. Now it's 46-44 in favor of the Wasilla Lake Rams. We'll see what the team can do. Troy Poach calls the timeout, talking to his team, trying to get their focus again. You know, the shots were sinking for them really nice in the first half. We'll see what they're going to do now in the as we come down to the last 4 minutes of this game. Tension very tight. Lots of fans for both teams here. The boys for the Eagles really want this win after such a hard loss yesterday against Sioux Valley. And they can take it here still. The game is very tight. They've had a lot of opportunity to do unanswered calls with the points before. And we'll see what they can do here. All right, the teams are breaking. There's the buzzer. All right, so there they go. The two teams break. It's going to be a throw in for the Eagles. All right, Maynard's got the ball. Throws it into Alex. Alex has it. Plays in big time motion. All right, Matthew's got it. Makes a jump shot. Goes in. Puts up a jump shot. That one goes down. Ties the game. 46-46. Under 4 minutes to go. All right, sets Jenkins with the ball. He gets past Matthew. He pulls up. Able to get past Maynard. Puts up a roll up. That one goes down. 48-46. Matthew Bravo with the ball now. Okay. Matthew has the ball at the top of the 3-point line. He's being guarded by Seth Jenkins. Matthew shakes around the other way. Moves on all the defenders. Oh, and the ball gets stuck up in there again between the rim and the backboard. This will be the third time today that this has happened. I wonder if these rims are just easy for this to happen in. All right, either way, that's called a jump ball, and it will be for the Eagles this time. All right, Evan Wilson's ball throws it in to Brett or to Alex. Now over to Maynard. 3-point shot by Maynard. Oh, it's not going to go in. And it hits that little strap at the top. All right, so that will be the point. The ball now goes over to the Rams. All right. Defense. Oh, and there's a great steal. Oh, Matthew Bravo. Oh, loose. Great steal by Alex and just overshoots the pass to Matthew. All right. Ball given out to Cardinal. He puts up a nice little move. He extends the lead now, 50-46. All right. Oh, thank you. Matthew with the ball. Top of the 3-point line. He breaks it in. Gets it over to Evan. Evan with a hook shot. That one goes down. 48-50 now. All right. Quick transition happening, though, on the offense. And the defense is here to answer. Okay. Sestchenko with the ball. Drives in the paint. Puts the ball up. In and out. Rebound by Evan. Ball now in Maynard's hand. All right. Maynard rushing down the court. Trying to beat the defense. He gets to Matthew. Matthew takes a shot. Pulls in. Gets over to Evan. Evan puts it right up. Does not make it, but gets fouled as he goes for the shot. They'll have a chance to tie the game here with 2 minutes and 31 seconds left to go. All right. Evan must be feeling the tension right now. Very tight game. Very close. All right. Evan gets the ball. Lines up his shot. Puts it up. Oh, all right. All around the rim and out. All right. Matthew, Evan goes for the ball one more time. That one goes in. They're within one with 2 minutes and 31 seconds left to go. Okay. Seth takes the ball. He finds Levi Maynard. Breaks the baseline. Puts away up there. 52-49. All right, Matthew with the ball. He takes it down quick. The defense is going to be a good tip for the Eagles. If they can shut down the okay, Matthew puts a shot off the back of the rim. They got to get back on defense fast. All right, Seth Jenkins with the ball for the Rams. He pulls it back, almost loses it from Maynard. All right, works his way around the defense. Puts it away, does not go in. Oh, Matthew and Carnell both go for the ball. And it's going to go out of bounds on Matthew. I think they're just going to call that out of bounds. Okay, yeah, they're going to call it out of bounds on the Rams. There's some discussion about that since Matthew got hit and he had better possession of the ball. All right, Alex with the ball. He gets it over to Maynard. Maynard drives in, gets it over to Evan. Evan with a behind the head hook shot. Not go in. All right, Brandon Thorne with the ball. Less than 2 minutes to go. The score is 49-52. Oh, 3-point shot. Doesn't make it in. Off the hands of the Rams. Good. That'll be a throw into the Eagles. All right, 1 minute, 41 seconds left. The Eagles really need this. Matthew with a cross the court pass to Alex Gilbert. Going to go out of bounds, so Alex couldn't have a defender around him, so. All right, this defense has to happen for the Eagles. They have to shut down the offense. They've been able to... The Rams have continuously been able to penetrate. All right, 54-49, 1.5 minutes left to go. Matthew pulls up for a jump shot. Oh, in and out. Rebound by Cardinal. Oh. And so Levi Mann now with the ball. He's going to go. He drives the basket, loses the ball. You've got to keep some defense here from the Eagles. They've got to be able to shut down the offense. All right, Matthew at the ball. He finds Maynard. Maynard for three. 52-54 with 1 minute to go. They're within 2 points. This is going to be tight. Defense is what it's going to come down to. All right. Going over. Levi Maynard for the shot. It goes in. All right, Frank goes with the ball. Matthew has it. All right. 4 points separate the 15. All right, Alex takes it a three-point shot. It's good! Alex takes a three-point. They're within 1 point. 42 seconds left to go. All right, Noel with the ball. He goes for a shot. It's not making it. Rebound by the Maynard shuts the ball. Maynard has it. He gets it over. We got time for one. Oh, almost gets going. Matthew drives into the lane. Oh, and Brett. Brett tries to go for a shot. It gets in the hands of Alex. Alex sets himself over a jump shot. No good. They've got to foul him. They've got to foul him to get the chance for another possession. They steal it. Messi got it. Maynard has it. Throws it back in. 4 seconds on the clock. Messi's on the ground. Fine for the ball. And it reaches for the ball. Currently close. 4 seconds left to go. It's going to be possession for the Eagles. They will have one chance to make this happen. Alex is going to throw it in. All right, Alex has the ball. All right, Matthew calls a timeout. Okay. 2.7 seconds left to go here in the game. The Eagles will have the ball. The score is 56-55. My heart is pounding right now. It's such a tight game. The Eagles want to win really bad. And this game will help him go to a third or fourth place match if they're able to get one basket left. It is not going to be easy. With 2 seconds, they will pretty much have a chance for one shot that will not have a lot of time to be set up. All right. Timeout. They're cheering for the Eagles. Everyone's cheering for the Eagles. They want to see standpoint off the miracle. They worked so hard in this game. They had to leave for most of it. They could put away in the fourth quarter. And now they are within one. 4 seconds left to go. They're putting 2 more seconds back on the clock since they called the timeout. Okay. Evan's going to throw it in. Still not a lot of time. Defense is going to be tight. All right, it's going to be full court. All right, Evan's got the ball. Coaches, referees talking. All right, they're going to put it down to 4 seconds. 4 seconds. All right, 4 seconds exactly to make this happen. Evan's got the ball. He finds out. Out to Matthew. Matthew's driving in. Matthew! Oh, that's the game right there. Oh, the Eagles had a strong game. Played one heck of a game to lose in the final second. Okay. Well, the Eagles had the game that 16 points at one time. The Wasilla Rams were able to really come back strong and pull off the victory by 1 point there. Heartbreaking loss. Yet another heartbreaking loss for the Eagles in this tournament. Yesterday was another tight one. All right, well, that's the end of the games for today that we'll be playing. Tomorrow, we'll have the bracket lined up. We'll make an announcement today as to the exact games that will be played tomorrow and the exact time, so that way you know when to tune in. All right, Virgil, I'm going to hand it back to you.
All right. Thank you so much. 56-55 in favor of the Rams. I'll talk with you soon, man.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.